Well, Bing, you all set?
Yeah, I guess we can make another one. Yep, here we are, just Rosie and me for Fels and GE. That's Fels and Company and General Electric Light Bulbs, folks. Now, keep them in mind, will you? At all times.
Well, who's going to sing, you or me?
Well, why don't you take a whirl at it, Rosie?
I think I will.
I'm a sentimental sap, that's all. What's the use of trying not to fall? I have no will, you made your kill, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm just like an apple on a vine, and you're gonna shake me down somehow. What's the use? You cooked my goose, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm so happy, bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear. I suffer something awful each time you go, and much worse when you're near. Here am I with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. Lock the doors and call me yours, 'cause you took advantage of me.
You know, Rosemary, when most people think of Rosemary Clooney, I guess they still think of Come On to My House, huh?
Are you hinting for an invitation or something?
No, but I did think the ladies in the audience would be interested in just what you and Jose's house is like.
Well, it has all the modern conveniences.
Including instant Fels naphtha?
Oh, definitely including instant Fels naphtha.
Well, I hope so.
One of the greatest modern conveniences.
Well, like many of the newest helps for your home, everything in instant Fels naphtha is built in.
Everything. Today, all you need for the cleanest laundry in the whole wide world is water, a washer, and instant Fels naphtha.
It does the complete job.
Complete.
Everything built in, all in one package.
And instant Fels naphtha washes out every bit of dirt every single time. Leaves wash clean, fresh, and soft the way you want it.
You better remember that now the next time you mosey into the food store. Instant Fels naphtha for laundry.
And don't forget gentle Fels with lanolin D for dishes. The only dishwashing detergent that protects your hands with lanolin D. Gentle Fels. F-E-L-S. Fels.
For a spotless reputation, you just can't beat the Fels family of fine cleaning products.
On the pane, and we're alone. A chance to while away a dreamy afternoon, a lovely, peaceful afternoon. No one can see us pouring. It's so cozy in the rain. There's no reason to complain if she's with you. To hold her hand and then it's 10 to 1, you kiss her in the rain. Thank you. to complain if she's with you. To hold her hand and then it tells to when you kiss her in the rain.
Mr. Buddy Cole commands our attention now. What's the word, Buddy?
Well, Rosie, I thought we'd do one of the songs from our Sleepy Time Gal album, Lover Come Back to Me, to be exact.
That features you on the piano, doesn't it?
On it, under it, and all over it.
I see. Some monkey shines, huh?
Crazy.
Now, Bing?
I may just make a political speech here.
Everyone seems to be doing that, don't they?
Oh, nowadays, politics are in the air for sure.
Won't be long, you know. We're going to have a new president. Oh, gee, I wonder who the lucky fellow will be.
What do you mean, the lucky fellow? It could be a lucky lady, you know.
You think we might have a lady president, Rosie?
It's possible, isn't it?
Well, I don't think this time out, but I suppose in the future it's possible. You know Senator Margaret K. Smith, the lady from Maine? She's very often mentioned as a candidate.
Yeah, she always figures in the speculative lists of ladies.
But apparently, Margaret Smith doesn't think she'll be president, at least not soon.
How do you know?
Well, a friend asked her, you know. I heard of this. She was asked what she would do if she woke up one morning and found herself in the White House, and she said, I would apologize to the president's wife and go home.
Just the same. Yeah, that's pretty good. Just the same, there's going to be a lady boss in the White House one of these days.
Oh, there have been plenty of lady bosses in the White House, but they just haven't been presidents. You see what I mean?
Yes. I don't see why people should worry about a woman being in charge of this country. All through history, there have been lots of lady rulers. Good ones, too.
Yes, it's true. Lots of lady rulers.
Now, in the year 1560...
1560? How'd we get way back there?
In the year 1560, all of Europe was ruled by women.
You been doing research on this?
No, I've got the facts, Max.
Nearly all Europe was ruled by queens, huh?
Yeah, sure thing. Mm-hmm. The Netherlands was ruled by Margaret of Austria.
Maggie, big
yeah.
girl.
France by Catherine de' Medici.
Yes.
Portugal by Isabella.
She gave Columbus this.
That's the one. That's the guy.
Yeah, sure.
England by Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
Scotland by Mary Stuart. And Navarre by Jean d'Albert.
Really?
That's what they told me in the book there. I read it.
The girls were sure in charge then, weren't they?
We're still in charge.
Oh, listen to this. I agree. I think the ladies are still in control around my house, at least.
Mine, too.
Oh, well, mine, too.
Very politic of you, Ken. There's just no holding the girls back.
We're wonderful, aren't we?
Something just occurred to me. Getting back to those queens, you know, Mary Stuart lost her head. Yeah, you got any you want to take it from there?
Oh, you.
You little brainwashers. What's now, huh? A song or what do we got, a commercial?
I'm in favor of either one.
So am I.
Well, why don't one of you sing and I'll go out and rustle up a commercial?
Good idea. Will you take it, Rosie?
What did we do last night? Tell me, what did we do that makes me feel so great today? Tell me, what did we do that was different and new that has me feeling this way? Saw a show and then we had a bite. Just another date. Gonna meet again next Friday night. I can hardly wait. What did we do last night? It was something all right. It's all that I keep dreaming of. All the time we were out simply wandering about. Guess we must have been falling in love. We're gonna meet again next Friday night, and I can hardly wait. What did we do last night? It was something all right. It's all that I keep dreaming of. All the time we were out simply wandering about, guess we must have been falling in love.
$295,
$315, $323. What are you counting, Ken?
Got it. Only 323 days till St. Patrick's Day.
Say, that's really planning ahead. And what's the idea, Ken?
Well, I heard you were a sensation in the parade this year, Bing, and I was wondering what you had in mind for next year.
Well, now, it's funny you should bring that up, because I was planning to go as St. Patrick himself.
St. Patrick? What's the connection?
Well, if memory serves me right, Ken, St. Patrick drove all the snakes out of the old country. And you might say that I am now embarked on a similar crusade.
How's that, Bing?
Well, on behalf of General Electric, I'm about to drive all the bulb snatchers out of America.
How are you going to do that? By groaning at them?
Precisely. Just by singing the praises of the handy new, easy-to-buy, carry-and-store, four-bulb carton of smaller, brighter, whiter General Electric 100-watt bulbs.
Sounds like a lot to remember.
Oh, no, not at all. All they have to remember is this. You stock up on GE 4-bulb packs in the sizes you need. 60s, 75s, 100s, and you get plenty of GE bulbs for your three-way lamps, too. And you keep them on a special shelf in your closet. Then when you feel the urge to pull on a bulb out of somebody else's lamp, you resist that impulse. You reach into the closet and you bulb snatch from those GE 4-bulb packs instead.
But that's not driving bulb snatchers out. That's reforming them.
Oh, sure. And if St. Patrick could have reformed the snakes, he'd have done it. This was written by Joey Bushkin, the darling of the salons on team when he was working for Tommy Dorsey.
I'm not the guy who cared about love, and I'm not the guy who cared about fortunes and such. Never cared much, but look at me now. I never knew the technique of kissing, and I never knew the thrill I could get from your touch. Never knew much, oh, look at me now. I'm a new man, better than Casanova at his best. With a new heart, brand new start, I'm so proud I'm busting my vest. So I'm the guy who turned out a lover. So I'm the guy who laughed at those blue diamond rings. One of those things, oh, look at me now. Turned out a lover, so I'm the guy who
laughed at those blue diamond rings. One of those things, oh, look at me now. I'm gone.
Would you like to sing a song of Sixpence, Rosemary?
Not just now, Ken, but I would like to sing a song of Sunday.
Ah, song of Sunday will be just fine. Which one is it?
It's Church Bells. You know it?
Oh, sure I do. Church Bells, a very pleasant song, a warm, happy little melody, I think.
I agree with you. Folks, here's a song that rings the bell, written by Paul Sanders.
I love to hear the church bells ring on Sunday. The feeling that I get is heavenly. I love to hear the church bells ring on Sunday, for it's the day that brings you close to me. We walk hand in hand, proud that we can share that certain feeling in our hearts that's just beyond compare. I love to hear the church bells ring on Sunday. When I'm on my way to church with you,
Rosemary. You make a note, though. We meet right here on Monday. Same time, same place.
Should the folks listening make a note, too?
Oh, indelibly. Pleasant weekend to you, folks. See you Monday, then.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood, produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie.